This is Fresh Air. Sleater-Kinney is one of the most widely praised rock bands of the last 20 years. The band formed in the mid-90s in Olympia, Washington, and went on to record 7 albums. The group split up in 2006, but have reunited to release a new album called No Cities to Love. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a strong comeback.
Hey, darling, you're not home. This is your phone, though, right?
Thing that comes from fame is mediocrity, sings Corin Tucker on that song, Hey Darling. That assertion is debatable. I can think of quite a few other things that can come from fame. But Sleater-Kinney doesn't have to worry about mediocrity. Famous within a nexus of cult stardom and critical acclaim, the band has come roaring back with a confident urgency that is exhilarating to hear. That's Price Tag, a song whose lyric is about people working low-paying jobs in our dodgy economy. The words tell the details. Corin Tucker's voice communicates the frustration and pain. Tucker has always been an extraordinary vocalist. She has a huge voice that cuts across the guitars and drums like a scraper chipping away ice on a car's windshield. Words frequently disappear when they emerge from Tucker's throat. It helps to hunt down lyrics if you want to know what a song is about, although most of the time, the song is really about the sound of Corin Tucker's voice, whatever bold or agonized or joyous sound it's making. Together do we break the rules, goes the chorus of that song, Surface Envy. The second line makes a crucial shift, changing break to make the rules. Powered by Brownstein's guitar and Weiss's drumming, Sleater-Kinney forms a three-person collective that makes its own rules about how a song is constructed, how much of a structure it needs to work as rock and roll, and how little it takes to explode that structure. On their best songs, and there are quite a few here, Sleater-Kinney music consists of irreducible chunks of melody, riffs, and noise. Few bands reform with their power as intact as Sleater-Kinney have. Fewer still brag about their power and make the claim something more than a brag.
Okay.
In the years since Sleater-Kinney disbanded in 2006, its members have done other projects. Brownstein co-created the TV comedy Portlandia with Fred Armisen. Weiss was the drummer in, among others, the band Wild Flag. And there's been a good group called the Corin Tucker Band. But with an album like No Cities to Love, it seems as though there's no work these women do that is more important, more enjoyable, and more challenging than the music they create as Sleater-Kinney. I'm really looking forward to seeing them when they start their tour.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the new album from Sleater-Kinney, No Cities to Love. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.